As the rest of the U.S. moves on from the 08 election, Minnesota is still trying to determine who will represent the state in the U.S. Senate. The results of a manual recount of more than 2.9 million votes are expected on Friday. After leading by 215 votes, Republican incumbent Norm Coleman is still in danger of losing his seat to Democratic challenger Al Franken, despite Franken's recent setback over absentee ballots. Lots to sort out here. I haven't been watching the store, but Tom Scheck from Minnesota Public Radio joins us again this morning. He's all over it. Tom, where does the recount stand at this point?
Well, John, Norm Coleman leads by about 4,000 votes. 86% of the ballots are counted, so they're hoping to get the rest of the ballots counted this rest of this week. They have a deadline of Friday to finish it. But that doesn't mean that this race is going to be over, because there's this little thing called where these folks can challenge ballots, challenge the determination of local elections officials. So all of those challenged ballots, and right now we're near close to about 5,000 ballots in total. Uh-huh. They go to a separate body called the State Canvassing Board, and they're going to go through these ballots one by one and say, okay, that is a vote for Al Franken. We think the voter's intent here is a vote for Norm Coleman. We're not sure about this one. Let's toss it out. So that's going to be a process that's going to start on December 16th, and then they're going to hopefully get that done in 3 days, they say.
I want to ask you about this absentee vote setback that happened. It appears to favor Norm Coleman. And also, it appears that the raw numbers, forgetting the challenge ballots for a moment, in terms of raw numbers, the recount extended the lead of Norm Coleman by something on the order of 3,800 votes?
Well, that's kind of the case, and you have to factor in the challenge ballots portion of this, because it's hard to put the two aside, because when these folks go in there and they start to challenge ballots, say Norm Coleman's folks challenge one ballot, Franken's folks feel like they have to do the same thing. So it turns into this almost arms race type of deal. Now, there was a setback last week for Al Franken's campaign. He was talking about he wanted to include these rejected absentee ballots, because Minnesota has a law where they have to have reasons and a couple of rules that folks have to follow if they want to vote absentee. And what the Franken folks have found is that, you know, some folks had their ballots rejected and they shouldn't have been. You know, the typical rules are they have to have a reason why they're out of town. They have to sign the back of an envelope, those types of things.
But in general, Tom, the bar is higher for absentee ballots, right? I mean, there are more restrictions on those than for regular ballots. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's correct. But what they found is the Franken campaign has found that there have been some folks who they've done everything right. They feel like they've done everything right and that those ballots should be counted. They were on time. They signed the envelope. They had a witness, those types of things. And they wanted this canvassing board, that group I talked about earlier, to consider all of these rejected absentee ballots and see whether they were lawfully set aside or not. And the canvassing board came out and they said, you know what, that's not our role. We looked at the state statute. We're not supposed to be doing that.
So even though they will be looking at intent of the voter in the regular ballots, they won't be looking at these kinds of intent issues for the absentee ballots in the mind of the Franken people.
Yeah, and that's correct, because basically they say this isn't our role. The local elections officials decided one way or another that this ballot should not count. It wasn't counted on election day. If they want to go back and take a look at this, you know, that's their intent, because they're allowed under state law to go back and say, boy, we made a mistake here. And some counties have done that a little bit, where they've said, you know what, this was a clerical error. This should be counted. And that vote ends up getting counted. But this is all laying the groundwork for the Franken campaign for an election contest, which means they're going to go to court and they're going to say, you know what, we feel like someone's vote didn't count. A voter can do this. A campaign can do this. And they can say, you know, we want to challenge this because a vote did not count. Then the courts could go through and start sorting through all of these challenged ballots, or these ballots that folks feel that didn't count that should have. They can go through that as well. So even though we say December 19th is the day, everyone who kind of follows this really closely knows that that may just be the end of the regular period, and we may be going to double overtime.
Is there any way constitutionally that a court challenge could force a runoff here, or would it have to be some kind of reconstitution of the existing ballot?
The court could. We've actually looked at this, and the court could, if there's an allegation of voter fraud, or if they feel like votes didn't count, the remedy for this is another election. Would be something happens. But
that would include the third candidate, or would it just be with the top two?
No, it would be whatever whoever wants to get back in the race.
Right.
So it could
so
be
five, six candidates, depending
on who wants to get in. So,
Minnesota Public Radio, your website has been making much of this whole contest. I mean, there have been pictures of ballots on your website. I think you even have a recount song that you've been playing on your website.
I actually haven't heard the recount song, but I try and stay away from the artistic equivalent. But there, we did post all of these ballots, and you get a good sense of where these challenges are coming from and how people actually vote. It's one of those things that are pretty funny.
God love the people of Minnesota, Tom. Listen, listen to this. That's from a song about recounts back in 1963.
What causes these switches?
Do you sing in a choir, Tom?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio reporter, covering the Coleman-Franken recount there in the Twin Cities. Thank you, Tom.
You got it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.